Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Bill Dunkelberg is our guest, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, Chief Economist of the National Federation Independent Business, NFIB.com. He's the guy who has been polling small business owners since about 1973. In fact, next year we're going to do our best to help him celebrate all these years of becoming the gold standard for small business surveying. We're going to talk about his survey in the next segment. But before, we got a little bit of breaking news, some new stuff that I want to get Bill to weigh in on. Bill, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thank you very much. Always a pleasure.
Good to have you back, Bill. And by the way, folks, Bill's been a member of our Brain Trust now for over 12 years, and we couldn't do without him. Hey, Bill, in your life, in your long business career, have you ever seen a bigger sack of snakes than we have right now with Europe, with the U.S., with the sovereign issues, with the global economic issues, with the financial situation, with the financial industry? You ever seen a bigger sack of snakes than we got right now?
I agree with you. And then you didn't mention the Middle East.
Oh, yeah.
Going on in Egypt and Iran and, of course, North Korea is still behaving as badly as ever, but yep. We're so busy with other stuff we're not even watching. So, a lot of stuff.
Yeah, but right now, the current news is that the Greeks didn't go nuts yesterday and put in the wacko socialists who think they can go back to their old ways and manna will fall from heaven. They did put together a pro-Euro government over the weekend, or they elected them. They got to put it together now. We still got issues with Spain, with Italy. Do you think the Eurozone will step up and solve these problems, Bill?
You know, that's the great question. So, you know, if you really boil it down to, you know, the bottom, the question really is, will Germany subsidize the southern tier? Will it subsidize
right.
Greece and Spain and
Italy?
Are they rich enough to allow these people essentially to not pay their debt? So
right.
the Germans have to keep lending the money, sending it to them so they can keep misbehaving.
Not just rich enough, but forbearing enough.
Yep. Well, that's right. Of course, the forbearance is the issue. I mean, how much are the German populace willing to be taxed?
Yeah,
in order to help out,
and how much are they willing to be austere, continue
right.
their parsimonious ways to pay off the profligate southern tier, and that's
right.
a big issue. So then we've got the U.S. financial industry is entwined in this, plus our own Fed is entwined in this. What about all that?
Yeah, well, our banks don't have that much exposure to the sovereigns. I mean, it's a big number when we say it, but
to their banks who are tied up in all this.
Well, we're willing to help them out. That is what the Fed will do, of course, is essentially extend credit to them if they need to. So what the central bank over there is doing is basically accepting sovereign debt as collateral for money and lending it back to the banks, when we all know the collateral is not what we thought sovereign
That's
debt
right.
should be. That is riskless.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
They're not going to pay it back. So we played the same game here. If you look at the Fed's balance sheet, it went from under $1 trillion to $3 trillion.
Yeah.
And half of that big gain is just buying up treasuries, so printing money to fund the deficits,
right.
and the other half is buying up mortgages.
So what is all that going to mean for small businesses? This has got to be inflationary.
Well, you know, eventually it could be inflationary, but it still will take us in the private sector willing to borrow the money and start spending. And, of course, if we're so uncertain about the future, obviously we're not. I mean, that's the problem that we see
right.
in the small business surveys. Nobody's interested in borrowing money because they don't see a good use for it that mm-hmm. will pay back so they can repay the loan. So it's not inflationary until you and I and 6 million business owners and consumers see a better future so that we're willing to buy a new car instead of continue to drive the old car.
So you're saying before the inflation, maybe we'll have some, we got to have some more good news. Do you think the Fed will take some steps? They're meeting this week. Do you think they'll take more steps to on a quantitative easing direction?
Probably not. You know, I think the most of it happened is they extend Operation Twist, which is not expanding the size of their portfolio, just selling off short stuff and buying long stuff, trying to keep mortgage rates and long-term rates low. But they're historically low now. I mean, if you haven't refinanced it, whatever these ridiculous numbers are,
you need to get busy.
Well, I think everybody's already done it. So I think the long-term issue really, is whether or not Germany will subsidize these people, and I think some of them won't.
Stand by, Bill. Good job. Well done. We're going to be right back with Bill Dunkelberg to talk about the U.S. economy, the small business Main Street economy.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.